But what's also happened for him is that his eyes are open in new ways, and he is seeing God in places he's never seen God before. So Mary Magdalene was not expecting resurrection when she went to the garden. She wasn't expecting to see Jesus. And so maybe that's why she didn't recognize him. Hasn't it happened to you? I know it's happened to me, that I'll be someplace and I'll see somebody who's not usually in that place, and I don't recognize them at first. I know that's happened to me. Maybe that's happened to you. And maybe that's why she didn't recognize him. But I really think there's even more to it. I think that Mary was so overwhelmed with her grief that she just couldn't see past it. There are times in our lives when we feel blanketed, smothered by disappointment, by despair, by death, and we just cannot see beyond it. So Mary didn't recognize Jesus when he spoke to her. She thought he was the gardener. And in that moment, I think she believed that she could maybe grab control again of this situation. She says, "Where have you taken him? Take me to him. I will take care of it. Let me do this." And then he speaks to her again, "Mary." It has been said that there is no sound more beautiful and the sound of our own name on the lips of someone who knows us and loves us. She hears her name spoken and she recognizes who he is, because no one else says her name quite that way, with such intimacy and compassion. And when she hears her name spoken, she is immediately transformed from a broken-hearted disciple to a believer in the resurrection. And when she recognizes the fact of the resurrection, she's so filled with joy that she wants to hold on to this moment, hold on to him, wanting to escape, that this moment is going to pass. But this moment is when everything changes, when the world changes. For Mary Magdalene now in this moment has access to eternal life in God through Jesus Christ. You see, the resurrection is not a means to escape this world. The resurrection is a means to redefine our life here in the present. And life is redefined for Mary Magdalene in this moment because Jesus gives her a message to take to the brothers and sisters, a message in which he says, "I have not yet ascended to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Did you pick up on the familial language here? This is the first time that Jesus calls them my brothers and sisters. The first time he says, "My God and your God, my Father and your Father." It was what was promised at the beginning of the Gospel of John, that all who believe will have the power to become children of God. It's what Jesus promises in his last teaching to them. And here it has come to fulfillment. Here we see the whole purpose of Jesus' life, death, ministry, resurrection, ascension. The whole purpose is to give all humanity access to the family of God. All human beings through Jesus Christ are given a way to be his brothers and sisters, to be in this intimate family of God. That's true for all of us, here and now, in this moment. Let me say to you, God knows you. God knows your name. And in Jesus Christ, God is making a way, inviting you into the intimacy of relationship with God that only Jesus knows. So Mary Magdalene, at this moment, she is given this message, message to take, and she's given a new role to play, because by giving her this message, Mary Magdalene becomes the first preacher of the resurrection in the Bible. This woman becomes the first preacher of the resurrection, of the good news of Jesus Christ in the Bible. She is the first one to say, I have seen the Lord. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. And that's not the end of it. Because if you read through the rest of the Gospel of John, you see that the risen Christ is not with the disciples constantly. But instead, the risen Christ enters in, breaks in places and moments that the disciples aren't looking for him. Behind locked doors in an upper room as they hide in fear, out on a beach at dawn after they've been fishing all night. Because you see, my friends, the risen Christ goes before us into the world to make a way for us to insist on resurrection when it seems that death has had its way in the world. So Monday afternoon, I was at the Flower Mound Community Activity Center. I was walking the indoor track upstairs. And if you've been there, you know there's this whole bank of television monitors. You can choose what show you want to watch as you're walking on the treadmill. And so there's about 9 different channels up there. And as I came around the track underneath those TVs for the first time, I saw in about 4 of them the visuals from Paris of Notre Dame burning. It stopped me in my tracks. Ian, can you show that picture? I have never been to Paris. Lots of you have been to Paris, I know, and you've been in Notre Dame. You probably have those photos that I saw everywhere on social media after the fire started of people outside of the cathedral, maybe even walked on the banks of the Seine and watched the sun behind the cathedral. I have never been, but I have a dream of going to Paris one day. And I had a dream of going inside Notre Dame and experiencing that soaring architecture. And as I watched those monitors, I felt the dream die. Now, I was heartened later on that day when I heard about those courageous firefighters who somehow stopped the fire and prevented the building from being completely destroyed. The next morning, I was listening to stories about what had happened and heard about that crew of firefighters and other officials who went into the nave of the cathedral after most of the fire was out to assess the damage. And I heard about how awful it smelled in there. There was still smoke. There were still burning embers. And then one of the firefighters cast his flashlight down the nave toward the altar, and they picked up that glowing cross there in the midst of the rubble and the smoke and the destruction. So you've probably heard that, you know, immediate international sympathy and plans to rebuild. And I think on Tuesday, there were 2 wealthy French families who pledged a very significant amount to begin to seed this process. But while all of that was happening, while all this attention was being focused on rebuilding Notre Dame, there were some people who were aware that there have been other churches that have burned recently. Between March the 26th and April 11th, in the St. Landry Parish in southern Louisiana, 3 small African-American churches all burned. They're small, without a lot of resources, all burned. On April 11th, a suspect was arrested. He has since been charged with 2 counts of simple arson, 1 count of aggravated arson, and 3 counts of hate crimes. On April the 10th, a GoFundMe page was set up by a group in southern Louisiana to collect funds to begin to rebuild these churches. They set a goal of $300,000. Well, a journalist named Yasher Ali knew about this, and as he watched all of the attention being focused on Notre Dame, he challenged his followers on Twitter to match his contribution to this GoFundMe page or to make their contribution of their own. And the Twitter went viral. Last night, at about 9 o'clock, they stopped taking donations on this GoFundMe page because last night at 9 o'clock, donations had been given in the amount of $2,155,640. They had a $1.8 million goal. And what was given was not from just a few wealthy families. 39,446 people in 10 days. All 50 states, 40 countries, people of all faiths, people of no faith. I saw some comments. I said, I am an atheist, but I'm giving. And many giving in the name of the risen Lord. The risen Lord whose cross, let's show that picture there, whose cross glows in the midst of the rubble, not only in Notre Dame, but in the rubble of our world and of our lives. God breaking into our midst in the most unexpected places, in the most unexpected ways, and sometimes to the most unexpected people to bring hope to the hopeless, light in the darkness. Now, maybe on this resurrection day, you are here in this place and you feel like your life is in rubble. You feel like disappointment is strangling your future. You feel like fear is the smoke that's blinding you to hope. I want to say to you today, the cross glows in Notre Dame, the cross here, and in churches all over the world today, as we are singing Christ the Lord is risen today, that Christ, that cross points us to the good news that our God is the God who is willing and able and powerful enough to shine light in the darkness, to bring hope to the hopeless, to bring life out of death. The resurrection is not something that happened to a few people 2,000 years ago. The resurrection happens daily all around us. The risen Christ is moving and entering in and breaking into our lives. May we have the eyes and the heart to recognize it and to proclaim with that first preacher of the resurrection, Mary Magdalene, I have seen the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. So God is good. All the time. All the time. Y'all are good.